Capital Breakfast. It's Friday morning, so start to your weekend on 95.8. So excited. We have our special guests. They have arrived. David Tennant and Catherine Tate.
Good morning.
Hello.
From Windows Down Friday.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to Capital Towers.
Thanks very much.
Did you get attacked on your way in from fans? Because there's a lot of Doctor Who fans.
Welcomed. We got acknowledged.
didn't they bundle you?
They were attacked. Listen, it's really weird for me to sit here and interview you guys. This is so bizarre. But look, we know the series starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Series 4, BBC One at 6:20.
6:20.
Yeah. What was it like filming this series? How did you enjoy it?
It was great until you showed up, John.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I've had a very depressing week.
Anything that sticks out in your mind right off the bat from the series itself? A sticky moment, David.
A sticky moment?
Yeah.
A sticky moment?
John, what sort of question is that?
No, something that went wrong.
Is that a sexual question?
No, something that went wrong.
I can't think of anything particular.
Is that a leading question? Have you got something in your mind that you're trying to remind us?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
No. There's a couple,
even in denial, I
don't know. Yeah, some things are tripping and falling.
Do you corpse on set a lot when you're filming? Are there a lot of outtakes that we never get to see?
Has been known.
Yes. Who's the worst?
The thing I like about with David, you do a funny thing when you get to a piece of dialogue that you just want to get through. He's just saying, resources of his teeth. He does that to get through it.
I don't know what you're talking about, John.
No.
I'm never anything but professional. It did towards the end of the series, as you know, John.
Yes,
the TARDIS gets quite full, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of old friends, and those days were quite hard, just because
it's crowd control, really.
It's quite difficult to concentrate, because you're just having quite a laugh with everyone. Joining in.
What over the series, which was your favourite monster, Catherine?
My favourite monster is the Ood.
Why?
Because they remind me of my cat. Not that my cat looks like it's got giblets falling out of it. No, honestly, it's the way... It's Paul Casey, isn't he? He plays the hero Ood.
Yeah.
And he makes them very... compassionate, doesn't he? And they are. They're not.
Well, that and the fact that there was rubbery latex heads.
You just want to bite. You want to sink your teeth in it. It's what I want to do to my cat.
Squidgy and lovely.
And they move their head the way my cat moves his head.
I want to gnaw on a nude tentacle.
You guys are
what?
You're weird.
I did.
Tentacle. I did.
on
a nude tentacle.
You are so weird.
Catherine, you appeared in the Christmas special and then you signed up for the series.
Yeah.
Is this because you've been a massive Doctor Who fan for your whole life?
No.
What made you say yes?
It was that... It was not viable to say no. I started watching it when Russell started writing it again, and then when David came into it, it was, you know, that really made me want to watch it. And it was not, it was like a no-brainer, really, when they said, would you like to come back? Because I'd had such a brilliant time in the Christmas special, and I loved the show then. But I must admit, I didn't watch it as a child. I knew of it, but I wasn't a massive fan as a child.
No. Can you tell me, because I've been trying to find out from John all week, is he in this series of Doctor Who? Because he won't tell me. Is John Barrowman appearing?
He was David? He was around. I don't know if the cameras were...
The cameras were rolling.
Were the cameras on?
I just kept coming in and visiting and
coming
giving coffee.
It was for Doctor Who Confidential. That's what that was for.
Yeah. Listen, I know on set, because we are... you know me, I like to sing. And David occasionally jumps out singing too.
Yeah, I can be persuaded.
And I know Catherine is a musical theatre lover hidden inside that beautiful body of hers. Catherine, I want you to give us a little rendition.
No,
this is just for you, honey. Hold on, listen.
Oh, is this what you sing on set? Come on, John Barrowman and Catherine Tate.
Yeah. You knew when I met you. I don't know. I only know. Well, you put the wrong bit on.
Met you.
Go on.
With a fine. This is your bit.
I'll be making love to the real thing. Now it's you. Come on, big chance to London. Go on.
You do something to me that I can't explain.
Yeah.
Hold me closer and I feel no pain. I just walk in the light.
Catherine Tate. You could be Nancy.
Hey, speaking of Nancy, David, have you been watching the series?
Yes.
Is the answer.
You told me you were saying
you like
Jodie.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Catherine, what about you?
I love Jessie because she sings from the side of her mouth. She does, though. She sings from the side of her mouth and she does the Tina Turner bit. And I love it.
Listen, we have got lots of text messages and questions from our listeners, which we'll go through in just a moment. Stick with us. It's Capital 95.8. Doctor Who in the house.
Hey.
Hit Music Station 95.8. It's Friday morning. Yes, start of the weekend. It's Winners Down until 10. David Tennant and Catherine Tate are here.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
John, you've been compiling the questions that have been coming in on the text machine.
Yep. But I got
from fans out there
fans
in the big old pie.
Over the... Well, some over the country because they've been coming in.
They're watching on the webcam.
Furious. Yeah. Okay, David.
Yeah.
It says, please ask David what he does with the fan mail he receives. This is from Christine.
Work through it as quickly as I can and reply to it all.
How much do you get a week? Or, like, how often do you have to sign? Do you get, like, piles?
Oh.
Do you go through it personally, or have you got some sort of special PA that does it for you?
I go through
I bet
them.
You have. I bet you're all posh now.
I go through
now.
Them individually.
Do you?
Your nose is
He's
growing.
He's been known to turn down work, hasn't he?
Yes.
In order to
do fair well. Yeah. Okay,
do you get lots of proposals from women? Because obviously you're a bit of a sex symbol now. Do they all kind of like get right to you soon?
Oh, come on, Tennant, admit it. You are a sex symbol.
I can't admit that. It goes against all my Scottish Presbyterian principles to admitting things like that.
You're so sexy.
God bless you.
You're so sexual this morning.
Which is better? Either of you can answer this, Catherine or David. Which is better? Which is a better coat, Captain Jack's or the Doctor's? From Alex and Helly in Morden.
Well, you do have quite a cool coat.
But we both have trouble with them.
Yeah. They're,
why?
What's good about them is that they're so long, because it looks cool, doesn't
incredible.
It?
Incredible.
It's got a good swing to it, hasn't it?
It's got a good swing to it, but it does mean when you're running, they can very easily get caught. I call it nappy coat, because it kind of gets caught between your legs and wraps round, and you find yourself running down a corridor trying to look cool. And
do you get
just
to take the coat home? So do you wear it like a weekend just around the house?
What are you asking?
Because I'm a big fan of coats, as you know. Technicolor dream coats.
Here's another. Hi, I got a question for David. What would his ideal birthday present be? Maybe John could give him a ticket for Portsmouth. As his show is on David's birthday.
Yeah, but basically John starts his concerts next week. He's on tour. And he's had a bit of trouble selling the Portsmouth gig.
Portsmouth is selling okay.
Really?
No.
Are you not big in Portsmouth, John?
Yeah, we're making it. Yeah, anyway.
Come to the conclusion. He's not very well liked in Portsmouth for some reason. Another question,
Catherine,
here.
You come to Portsmouth?
I'll come to Portsmouth,
You'll be the only one.
One more.
You and me. You and I on stage.
An audience with John Barrett.
There's one here. Hi, guys. I'd like to ask David Tennant what question he would like interviewers to ask him, but they never do. That's from Jenny Thurlow in Mitcham.
That's an excellent question. And that's the question I'd like to be asked. What question I'd like to be asked? That's a
rhetorical
question. Yeah, very good. Big round of applause.
Catherine?
Oh, what question would I like Dave to be asked?
Okay, I've got one for you here. This is, this is for David again. Are you dating at the moment? Are you single? That's from Denise from Basildon. 26.
Yeah, guess again.
34.
Yeah,
almost.
Right.
No, are you single? Are you dating? Lots of rumours flying around.
Things like that. Come
no,
on.
Seriously.
Just no, seriously, I will.
You can be as serious as you like. I'm still not going to answer.
Can we have some silence, please? Put him on the spot. We'll stare at him. Come on, London. Stare at your radio until we get an answer.
I love being stared at.
Single, dating.
It makes me feel great.
He's not going to answer. Never mind. Keep your text coming in, 83958. Doctor Who is on tomorrow night, BBC One at 6:20. David and Catherine, thank you so much for coming in and joining us here at Capital. We'll be watching tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Capital Breakfast, London's hit music station, 95.8. They refuse to leave the room.
We're not getting rid of us that easy.
Catherine Tate and David Tennant.
Yeah.
But seriously, we said goodbye to you. You said, no, we want to stay, hang around.
Back into the studio.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it all felt too quick. We don't want to go.
Can you make tea or something?
Wait, coffee?
You can have a slurp of me berry juice.
Don't get them to do that. They're here as our special guest this morning.
Was their rider as big as Mariah Carey's?
Yeah, do you have a rider when you're on set? Are you allowed to do that, sort of request certain things in your dressing room?
If we have, it's been a wasted opportunity.
You're lucky if you get heat.
Okay, we've got some more text messages that have been coming in.
Yeah.
This one here says, David is fab and a sex symbol. See, told you. He has been doing it for me since Casanova. Keep it up.
Julie. That's Casanova. That's part of the job description.
Catherine, have you ever thought of opening a real Justice for Gingers refuge?
Gingers.
Oh, I thought I said Gingers. Sorry. I apologize to all the redheads out there.
Of which I'm one, can I just say before everyone complains?
Yes. Yes.
I haven't thought of doing that, but maybe I should.
Okay, and there's one here says, hi, Denise, John, well, more importantly, David and Catherine. Any chance you could wish me luck? I have my driving test today. It'd been cancelled last night by the centre, and I've now just got a short notice cancellation. I'm in such a state right now, though, that I'm not sure how it will go. I'm so nervous. That's from Sam.
What?
Why is that one
what
there?
What is that one, Sam? That's not a question.
Good luck,
that's
not, though.
Good luck.
Well, obviously,
nevertheless.
Sam.
Yeah, but
good,
you know,
luck.
Good luck.
Fair
you
enough.
Know,
I hope you fail.
It's made today. And I've got another one here.
All the best people fail a couple of times before
kidding,
the
Sam.
Another one for David. David, yeah. What is your PIN number? Thanks, Dem. Seriously, what is your PIN number? No, silence, please. Stare.
I'm more likely to tell you that than answer the last question that you put me on the spot.
Listen, I know you're getting ready to do a new house and stuff like that. Have you got your stereo system and your surround sound yet?
System
hi-fi. I don't, no. No, it's going to take a lot of... I'm going to consult you at length, John, because I know you're good on things.
New big house, then?
It's not quite, but it's going through the works.
No, but we were having words on the set and stuff because I've. You know, we bought a house and a new house also, and we're doing with surround sound and all the big tellies and all the.
You got to do the boys' toys, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
God,
entertainment system.
You're not into boys' toys, are you?
Not
I gave you one of my phones to use and you sent it back.
I did, because what I don't want to do is text on a keyboard. Like QWERTY UEOP or whatever they call it.
That's
I can't be doing that.
It's
well,
far
I can't
too technical.
I
it really
favor.
Is. No, it was very sweet
you
of
like
you.
You like that thumb action?
It's very sweet of you, but
right, it's been lovely having you here.
I didn't mean anything rude by that.
No, you
everyone
didn't
looked at me like I just.
John will take it like that.
Like I turned into St. James.
It's been lovely having you here. You've had your extra 5 minutes now.
Oh, all right.
That's it. London Tip Music Station. Doctor Who, once again, as I said before, it's on tomorrow night.
6:20 tomorrow night. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. And then it's followed by some other show. I don't know.
No, thank you so much for coming. Of course, follow we're warming up for you.
Yeah, they're warming the audience up for us.
They'll be warming up for us. Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Windows down, Capital Breakfast.